Blog Talk Radio.
But baby, it's cold outside.
But
baby, it's cold outside. Been hoping that you drop in. I'll hold your hands, they're just like ice. Beautiful, what's your hurry? Listen to the fireplace roar. Beautiful, please don't hurry. Put some records on while I pour. Baby, it's bad out there. No cabs to be had out there. Your eyes are like starlight now. I'll take your hat, your hair looks swell. Mind if I move in closer? What's the sense of hurting my pride? Oh, baby, don't hold out. Baby, it's cold outside. But baby, it's cold outside. How lucky that you dropped in. Look out the window at the storm. Gosh, your lips look delicious. Waves upon the tropical shore. Gosh, your lips are delicious. Never such a blizzard before. But baby, you'd freeze out there. It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been
I thrill when you touch my hand. How can you do this thing to me? Think of my lifelong sorrow. If you caught pneumonia and died,
really
get over that old doubt. Baby, it's cold. Baby, it's cold outside.
Good evening and welcome to the Great Ideas Radio Show. That's for all those PC lovers out there. Date rape my ass. Good evening, John. John. Hello, John. I guess we lost John. Are we even on the air? I guess we are. For those PC lovers out there, baby, it's cold outside. I'm so sick of hearing this freaking story all week, but whatever. Welcome to our show. If you want to call in tonight, 714-242-5272. We're taking phone calls tonight or whatever you want to talk about. Open lines. We don't care. Whatever it is you want to speak about, you can call in tonight. And we'll take a call. It looks like I've lost John. That's just wonderful. If you guys want to call in now because I have no co-host. I've completely lost him. I don't know what happened to him, but we're here every Friday night. We're doing food news. We talk about whatever's in the current events in the food news. And we have people on like singers, bands, etc. Let me try to get John again.
Hey!
What the hell happened to you?
What the hell happened to you? I sing along with the goddamn song. I love you on your knees tonight. I was singing along with the song, man. Come on.
Yeah, you were gone when I tried to get you. You weren't there. So
I was here.
You singing.
No, you got some weird Bell South Ma Bell crap on your phone.
So you didn't hear my intro?
I heard it. I was yelling in the phone. That's why I called back.
You must have had your freaking phone on mute or something.
Oh,
you couldn't
bullshit.
Hear you.
I was singing along with the goddamn song. I got you on your knees tonight. Woohoo! Ain't cold tonight. Right. I was singing along with the goddamn song, motherfucker. I thought that was a perfect song for tonight.
I'm so sick and tired of all this bullshit with PC people and everything just got to be so right. I mean, it's just
No. See, the PC people you're talking about are dwindling in numbers, which is a godsend to the rest of the population. It's gotten so dumb, like beyond dumb. It's like, okay, we made them change this, made them change that. Well, now they're getting, it was stupid to begin with, but now they're getting dumb stupid. make a lollipop out of these idiots. I mean, it's like, good God, you're the mystery flavor because you're a fucking moron.
Well, wait till you hear
this. PC is for computers. Other than that, you suck.
Listen to this. You're not gonna. This is from PETA. This is this week. The PETA.
Here's a good one. Yeah, it's gonna be good. Yeah. We can lead this off with one word. One word.
You know.
Yeah. One word.
Yeah. You know. You know the old saying, "Kill two birds with one stone," right?
Oh no! Don't tell me. Oh no!
Yep.
Wait, I think I saw this. They had a whole bunch of proverbs that they had to rename to make everybody feel good about themselves. Oh my God! I read this.
This is the food show. Run!
This is great stuff. Go.
I picked out two that because they're food related. So instead of kill two birds with one stone, we are now supposed to say, feed two birds with one scone.
Right, a scone, like a fucking bird knows what the fuck a scone is. Are you kidding? You and I read the same article. Dude, I looked at this, I'm like, oh my God, this is what we've come to. The human condition has left eons backwards. Oh, my God.
Now, wait, it gets better. You know the old saying about bring home the bacon?
Well,
we can't bring home the bacon anymore because that's cruel to pigs. we have to bring home the bagels. Not the bacon, the bagels.
Bring home the bagels. Yes. I'm going to Bar Mitzvah for tomorrow. Awesome. Imagine this. I actually am. I haven't been to one of them in 30 fucking years. Oh, it's gonna be great. Oh my God.
My son-in-law and my daughter sent me that article, and then my son-in-law made a good point. Okay, the first one was feed two birds with one scone, and the second one is bring home the bagels. Isn't that being discriminating against the people who are gluten free?
Yes. Hey, you gotta go. People that are allergic to like carrots, and people are allergic to things that they say they are, but they're not. And and fibromyalgia, all that wonderful thing, all rolled into one big taco. Oh my God! No, I saw the article you read. Oh, dude, and there was probably about 15 of them too. There was a bunch of them. I'm like. The human condition, we've gone backwards as humans, if you listen to these idiots. We've gone backwards. Quest for fire shit. I mean,
It's good shit to talk about, but, oh, my God. I mean, yeah, there was,
dude, it's fucking stupid. Are you, no, it's gotten dumb. It's really gotten freaking dumb.
Speaking of bringing home the bacon, did you see Ohio State, what they did in Ohio State this week with the bacon vending machine?
I did not.
Oh, that is so
cool.
Me. They actually
I'm an Ohio State fan because my dad went there after he got out of the military or whatever, went there and then went back in the military after that. But it was cool. That's why my sister was born in Columbus because he went to OHU. What happened?
Well, they've got a vending machine that actually you put money in, you get packs of bacon, and it's being sponsored by Smithfield, Gwatney, and some of the other,
good.
I think, Bob Evans. And it's a baking, and I'm thinking, what a great idea. I mean, what would you rather have? Seriously, would you rather have a candy bar Or a bag of bacon. You know what I'm going to say.
Right.
Bag of bacon.
Right. Well, you can eat bacon. You just can't have a steak.
Right. So,
that's really fucked up.
It's only a temporary thing in Ohio State. They're raising money for their ag department, and all the money from the proceeds from the vending machine are going to the ag department. But I think it's a fantastic idea. I think there should be bacon machines everywhere. I'd go there, vending machine, get bacon.
All right.
As I was saying earlier, I don't know.
All right, now we get that out of the way. I mean, oh my God. What else we got?
Tonight, I don't know if anybody heard me, but tonight, if you want to call in, of course, we say this every freaking week. Though last week, we did have callers that you we lined up, and you had, that was a good show.
Actually. Last week was funny as shit. It really
if you
was.
Want to call
I mean,
in. It was really one of our best shows. Call in at 714-242-5272. And I started advertising it this morning. I don't understand why people don't want to call in. But if you want to call in, you talk about anything you want to talk about. If you want to talk about stupid people, if you want to talk
to
us about anything. As Bill Horn said, what did he say, sex, drugs, and rock and roll, what do you want to talk about? So, hey, Bill, if you're out there, if you want to talk about any of those three, call in. All right. So, what have you been doing since last week?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to promote. Now, I'm a small business, and we've always promoted small business. Well, this really is kind of cool. I'm gonna support a very good friend of mine, Rosemary, who does Rosie's and Lily's paper flowers. I'll tell you what, she does a hell of a job, and I'm very proud to promote her. It's Rosie's Rosies and Lily's Lily's.com. Now, I worked with her many, many, many years ago, and I sat across from her, and we over the course of time, a relationship built, because when you sit next to somebody or sit in front of them, it works, it's going to happen. She is an amazing person when it comes to making, this is going to be weird, DEFCON's mouth, paper flowers. I'll tell you what, this girl... I'm being totally serious. She actually has a DEFCON rose for sale, and that's one of her roses. And there's a whole story with that. It's DEFCON rose. She sent one of these things to me, dude. My mind was blown. He told me realistic, but anyway, the website is Rosies. Rosiesandlilies.com. And I'm not even gonna talk about my own shit. Rosemary is a wonderful person. Her husband Victor is awesome, and we're actually gonna meet on Tuesday because she's brand new small business thing. And oh my God, she's so cool. She's come over to a bunch of our fires and she helped us move in and all kind of stuff. She's a really, really good friend of ours, and I'm helping her. This is a small business at its best. One small business helping the other. We're actually meeting next Tuesday at Molly Malone's in Whippany, New Jersey. And our Christmas present to them, Rosemary and Victor, is to basically kind of give them a helping hand on how to do the small business thing. We're going to sit down to dinner. I'll have the laptop and all kind of stuff, and we'll get all the business stuff out of the way. And then we all eat steak and beer. It's going to be a beautiful night. So, but that was a big shout out for Rosemary. I'm not going to mention any last names around that, but it's Rosemary, and it's once again, rosiesandlilies.com. Please check it out. The DEFCON Rose is going to do some amazing things. I have some very big plans for it. For the New York City Hot Sauce Expo in Brooklyn in April. But I didn't say that. That was just a thought that came out of my mouth. But other than that, we're good to go. DEFCON's doing its own thing. We're just DEFCON.
Let me ask you, since it's radio, describe what the DEFCON rose looks like.
Cool. It's made out of paper. It sounds cheesy, But she knows what she's doing. She does a great way of doing these forms. Defcon Rose is a black rose with a red center. And this thing is freaking gorgeous. We had a bunch of work being done on our house with that contractor and stuff like that the last week or two. And Rose Majesty, I requested one Defcon Rose be made, and I was like, make it a black rose. And oh, boom, okay. My dad, I'm at work, Maggie's at work, dad's watching the house for the contractors running out. And this sweet young thing comes to the front door, and dad, he's never met her, and she's never met him. She didn't say who she was. Here's a box. And so dad brings the box in, and I get home that night, and I open up the box. There it is. Dude, this thing, I'll tell you what, this thing was impressive. I'm not going to say it took my breath away. It was unbelievably impressive. I'll leave it at that. Of course, she threw in a couple of perks. There was a little, like a glass, a very thin glass vase with the polished black stone for the rose to sit in. It is really, 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 really cool. And we have plans to – DEFCON's going to help her out a lot because she has an idea, and I want to see her do really well at it. And that's all I have to say about that. I'll just say
I'm impressed by the fact that you used the word vase instead of vase.
Well, I prefer vase, but vase just sounds so much more superior.
It does. In fact, a man told me years ago, you know the difference between a vase and a vase? About $35.
Oh, Jesus Christ, really? Wow. We have a call. That was years of Red Fox and shit. Wow. We have a call in?
We have a caller. All right. Let me push this button here. Hello.
It's cold tonight.
It is cold tonight. It's Green Ideas Radio. Who's calling?
Area code 408. Frank, John, how are you guys?
Hey.
We're out here in California.
Hey, look at that.
California.
William, I love you, dude.
Hey, it is so freaking cold out here. Don't ask me how cold it is.
How cold is it?
It's so cold he's got an Irish swim dick.
There you go. And Frank, as for the sex, drugs, and rock and roll, you know, my wife
says
sex later, drugs is a Chardonnay, rock and roll, hey, it's playing.
I like it. I watch your videos. You're so out there, it's fucking awesome.
Out there?
No, you're out there. Oh boy, howdy. Oh no, you're out there, dude. But I love it. You got a passion for this shit, and I love listening. I love the live stuff. It's freaking awesome, dude.
It's all live, you know.
Oh, it's real life. That's my point.
Yeah. Well, I have to be very careful because of my background. Frank knows what it is.
I don't. Oh, please. Horn's a good last name.
Yeah,
there
it is. What do you think?
Actually, you know, I used to be friends with a group called the Hell's Angels. And my name there was Horny Bill.
Horny Bill.
Right, and which makes sense. And yeah, you're deflecting. This is good.
There you go.
For you folks that don't know what we're talking about, William Horn is one of our Facebook friends. None of us have ever met before, but William.
Nope.
William's got. What do you do? Do you do it every day, William? Do you actually do this?
I didn't do it today because the fuel pump went out on our Jeep, so my wife and I almost had to walk. Had it not been for a tow truck.
Okay, but you usually do it.
It's certainly a lead up to a movie, but I'm not going to go there because you want to remain anonymous. I'm the plumber. I've come to fix the sink.
We started doing it back in July, and we do a show every day for 1 hour. Sometimes longer if somebody's interested in there. But we do a show every night for an hour, except for tonight because I was walking home. But I got a kick out of John. Yeah. Frank is up there saying, where the hell is John? Where's my partner?
Yeah, well, exactly. See, I thought I could see him on the screen, but he wasn't there. So yeah, I always wonder if I was even on the fucking air. Hey, so if you want to check out William Horn, you can go to Facebook, and I guess do they have
you gotta do this.
Yeah, you got to go to William Horn on Facebook. Do they have to be a friend, or can they just watch it? You do, right?
Well, I got it. I actually got it set up to public.
Oh, nice. Good.
Oh, okay.
Good.
So anyone can see it, can view it. But you know, I talk about life basically.
Dude, you talk about some funny shit. Are you kidding me?
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, when I started this in July, I was trying to think, what the hell am I going to say? Yeah, actually, I started this for a reason, because I don't know if you guys know, but I was involved in a very bad accident about 15 years ago, and I couldn't speak. And it took me years to learn how to talk again.
Well, don't tell my wife that you had an accident. She's going to have me have one, so...
But you know, it began with therapy for me. And you know, where it's going to go from here, I have no frickin' idea. You know, I'm having fun with it.
But you're proud to speak again. And now you're using it to the utmost. Because, hey, we all got one walkabout on this great rock. Make it
happen.
There you
go.
Yeah,
There you go. Yeah, well, I'm going to go back to enjoying my glass of wine.
All right.
And allow a few more of your listeners...
Is it a rosé or is that her name?
My wife would kick the poo out of me. Yeah, I had someone ask me today. He says, "You ever been to one of these singles clubs?" I said, "I used to be the videographer for Great Expectations. What do you think?" Thousands of them. I have stories about that.
William,
okay,
William, you are an amazing man, and I'm proud to be your friend.
Well, I thank you very much. Enjoy listening to you too. Bye bye now.
Oh, hey.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, check out William Horn on his Facebook page.
William, a man amongst men. A man amongst men.
And it is. I mean, you get reeled into a show, and he's got such an interesting, sordid life. That, I mean, he's got a story about every thing.
Oh, my God. Well, yeah, the industry is always interesting. But,
All right, if you want to call in, I'll throw it out there again, 714-242-5272. What we're going to do, John, is we're going to go ahead and start food news.
If anybody calls...
If they call in, we'll just interrupt their food news and just then continue from there. So
now,
call in.
Now,
and
I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
Last week's milk rant.
Oh, the best.
That was one for the record books.
If you did not hear John's milk rant on our show,
you got to go listen
to the replay.
I went full Lewis Black on that, dude. I went full Lewis Black.
I listened to it three times. My
finger was twitching just like his. It was crazy.
All right, we're going to do food news. If you want to call in, you're welcome to call in, 714-242-5272, and it is that time.
Courageous Cat and Minute Mouse. Love it.
All right.
You have to admit that beats the shit. No, you have to admit that beats the shit out of the Get Smart team.
Yeah, it does. I like it. It's different.
Yeah, thank you. You're welcome.
You got to be like 70 to understand. You got to be 70 years old to know where it came from, but it's a good song.
What do I do? I'm 53, and I grew up with Courageous Cat and Minnie Mouse. Don't sell me short. Just because you were not educated in the ways of Courageous Cat and Minnie Mouse doesn't mean I wasn't. And Popeye was a completely dysfunctional family. But anyway, we'll move along.
Our very first food news story starts out with bean burritos. Do you like bean burritos?
Oh, good.
John?
Beans, musical fruit. The more you eat, the more you toot, the better you feel. Some beans at every meal. Oh, this is good. Oh, and now Chipotle smells good.
Well, according to Grubhub and their order data, this is interesting, actually. Bean burritos have surged into the most popular food that people order online through Grubhub for delivery. It surged in 2018, 276% versus 2017. Now,
Do you know why? I know why.
No, I don't know. Why?
No, okay, Grubhub. Okay, they deliver shit, right?
Yes.
And during the day, who do they do? Office buildings. Now, maybe you can see where I'm going with this. You have a big old fat bean burrito for lunch, and you don't like a lot of the people you work with. So you do what everybody does and have a bean burrito, and you feel the pressure building, and you tap your left side to get all the gases working. It actually does work. It is really true. You tap your left side to get all the gaseous emanations. They're all starting. They're starting to build. And that's when you walk through the office and crop dust.
And so that's
and
why
everyone knows what you had for lunch. But they blame it on the guy in the next cubicle because you're already gone. And those hot creepers, it takes a while for the silent but deadlies to actually take effect. And so you blame it on everybody else. That's why they do it. Everybody likes to fart at work. I love farting at work. I got crop dust all the time. I love it.
Now, number two, the bean burritos knocked number one out of place that was in 2017. This is another one that I would have never in my life thought of. But you know what? You know what a poke bowl is, right?
I don't know, but that's William. Oh no! I'm sorry. Bowel. I'm thinking bowl. Oh wow! I'm close. All right, shoot.
No, but poke bowls are number two. Hey, I mean, I'm thinking
the fuck
it'd
is a
be
poke
like.
Bowl?
Well, I'm looking it up right now because I remember reading about this before. I was hoping you were going to say, yeah, I know what that is. A poke bowl. Let me.
Hell no! That sounds gross.
Hold on, let me look. Poke bowl. A poke bowl. What is a poke bowl? It says here.
You got me on that.
There's all kinds of. Oh, here you go. There's all kinds of restaurants that sell poke bowl. It's diced raw fish served as an appetizer, I guess, on a bit of rice. So it's basically sushi, number two. Now, this is poke bowls.
No.
What do you mean, no? I'm looking right at it. They got
Sriracha? What's that shit? The bullshit? It's all cold crap. Not the gazpacho, the other one. The shit. People pay a lot of money for it, and the restaurant's happy they do because they don't have to use any heat to cook the meal. Sriracha. What's the other one?
Whatever. Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
Sushi's not chopped up.
Well, I know, but I'm telling you, that's poke. Poke is chopped up. It's chopped up raw fish in a bowl with either vegetables or rice. That's a poke bowl.
Well, poke is chopped fish. Talk to John Bobbitt about that one.
I'm looking right at it online. Okay, going back to the story.
What? You're looking at the John Bobbitt? Dude, you're scaring me now.
Yeah. So that was number two. Guess what was number three in popularity?
Oh, I'm going to say a grenade in your mouth. I mean, what?
I could give you $1,000 if you could guess, and you would never guess.
Bubblegum chocolate. Who the fuck knows? What?
It's actually a breakfast item. Peanut butter Acai bowl. A-C-A-I. Acai bowl.
Oh, it's some weird. Acai, I think. A-C-A-I is like a berry of some crazy. That's a whole foods thing. It's like asparagus water.
I'm looking up Acai bowl. I think you're right.
A-C-A-I? It's a berry, I think, if I'm not mistaken. It's a whole foods bullshit thing.
It says here, a classic Acai bowl has only three ingredients.
Oh, all right.
Acai? How do you say it? A-C-A-I.
How do you spell it? I don't know. How do you spell it?
A-C-A-I, Acai.
Acai berry. It's a berry.
I don't think so.
They have Acai drinks that you can get. You can get like pomegranate water. You can get Acai water with sandy asparagus. Thank you.
There you go.
Oh.
You're right.
See, if you need knowledge, you come to me. I get this. I understand. I grovel as you will.
Yeah, if you want a sexual disease, go to him too. It's got Acai blueberry.
Go to me too. Yeah. Go to me. You can't get rid of me. I'm a herpes.
Strawberry and banana. Okay. I just thought they were weird things. You would think it'd be like normal shit. It would be like, you know, whatever, like a steak or chicken sandwich
a steak. Oh no, you know what's that? Asada. Carne asada. Dude, that pretty much means nothing. If Taco Bell sells it and a restaurant has the same steak that Taco Bell is serving, does the restaurant really want to say the same thing that Taco Bell is serving? There's more people eating at Taco Bell than that one restaurant overall.
All I would say is a bunch
it's kind
of
crazy.
It's a bunch of weird fucks that are ordering on Grubhub. That's all I can say. Bean burritos, poke bowls, and a peanut butter Acai bowls. That's the top three.
It's like a bad porn. It's like 8mm with Nicolas Cage. It's a bad porn.
And then guess what the favorite dessert is? Now this is logical. The favorite dessert is just a freaking brownie, plain old brownie. That's the number one dessert.
Oh, what do they call it? And oh god, what do they call it? What do they do to it? Oh, for the poor brownie. She'll become a Girl Scout one day.
All right, moving along.
Oh god, that was funny. What are they doing to the brownie? Tell me, what are they doing to the brownie?
I got it. It took me a minute, but I got it. All right.
I know you're older than I am, so it's fine.
Do they still have brownies in Girl Scouts? I guess they do, right?
I would hope so, because you have to be a brownie first to become a Girl Scout.
Because I read somewhere that they're trying to call it just Scouts. Take away the boy and the girl part, just call it the Scout.
Right, yeah. Add a deck to me, take a dick off. It's like going to the bathroom at Target. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, that's a wonderful thing. We all piss in the same place. Yeah, that's great. No. You have to sit down. I don't have to. Sorry. There's a difference.
Think of the possibilities. When I was like a Boy Scout, we would have loved to have the Girl Scouts join us in a camp out. Wouldn't you?
Of course you would, and that's what they're doing. Ah, yeah. See that? Brownie camp.
Yeah, you'd be like giving the Boy Scouts, and the Girl Scouts singing, "Baby, it's cold outside."
Yeah. And have the Pope blessing in both of them. I'll be great.
There you go.
There's a movie right there. See.
All right. Moving along.
Kellogg. Swallow your food. What?
Kellogg's is launching the first new flavor, the first new flavor in a line of cereals in a whole decade. They're coming out with strawberry Krispies. You know Rice Krispies? They're coming out with strawberry
Krispies. Fuck on Rice Krispies. Why are you gonna fuck with them? It's like what the dude? They're good in everything. Now you gotta throw some bullshit Monsanto flavor on top. God, oh that's bullshit. Not happy.
In a store near
strawberry
you,
Krispies.
The suggested retail price will be between $3.99 and $5.69. It's the first, but just think about this. It's the first new product they've come out for in their cereal line, Kellogg's, in over
well,
a decade.
Well, no, but wait. Do you know where Kellogg, the whole thing came from?
No.
With the sanitariums? The original sanitariums. Not the loony bins. These are like the 1890s, 1880s, and shit like that, where people would, the sanitariums. For the rich, it was an away time. You go to the sanitarium thing and live the life of luxury and learn new stuff. And Kellogg, Mr. Kellogg himself, was totally 100% against meat. Eating meat was awful to him.
Really?
Oh, he what he would do is he would have these slideshows with these sanitarians, all these rich people. He'd show them these slides of what happens in your body when the meat begins to devolve and you digest it. Of course, it wasn't – he was kind of right, but he wasn't, because he'd show all the maggots running in and out of meat, and that would have been like just from meat left out in the sun. But he rolled it all into one. And that was the health thing Kellogg came up with. It was the sanitarium was Kellogg's heyday. He got everybody to get off of meat. Well, it didn't work. I guess he never met Frank Perdue. But but my point is Kellogg started out with the whole sanitarium thing. He was a total and 100% like vegan. He was like the original vegan dude. It was all vegetables. You don't need meat. Meat is evil. Meat. In your system, it's all bacteria laden, and it becomes rotten in your system. It detunes the human body. All that shit. That was Kellogg. That's it. That's where all the Kellogg came from.
So he was making all these cereals while he was in the sanitarium.
Pretty much. Yeah. Feed him. Now you're eating better because you're eating my food. Remember me. I'm Kellogg. That's two L's and two G's. Ha.
Did he make Fruit Loops? Because that would have been a good name for somebody in the sanitarium.
No. I think Richard Simmons came out with that one. Froot. See, you can't tell me. Froot. So I didn't offend anybody. And I don't even think Richard Simmons is listening, so I don't care.
By the way, if you want to call in, if you've ever eaten a Kaya bowl or a poke bowl, or you've been in a sanitarium, call us at 714.
Yes! If you've ever been in a sanitarium, please call us. That means you have green scrubs, and my wife, who works at a hospital, won't even allow me. She won't even get me a pair of green scrubs because she knows I'm going to go right to the mental floor, and I want to play pinochle with martini. Yeah, buddy.
All right, let's move along. Of course, we have some Amazon stories this week.
Why not? They're in the news.
they're reportedly exploring bringing its checkout-free store format to airports. Which, you know what? I like this idea.
Great.
According to public, according to people familiar with this strategy, is what they always say. They have found that there's a large need for checkout-free stores in airports. And I do agree.
Yes, of course there is, especially for international, because you can steal an American's credit card, use it, and then fly away.
Yeah, but you've really got, you got shit, you got backpacks, you got briefcases, you got all kinds of shit. All you're trying to do is buy like a pack of gum or a magazine, and you got to stand in a freaking line with everybody with all their shit. So in a way, I like this.
Wait, no. If you're standing in line in an airport, you went to the wrong fucking store. Granted, okay, you may be from East Jibip. You may live in East Jibip where you only got one counter where everybody has to buy their stuff from. I'll tell you what, you go to Newark Airport, if there's a line of one, there ain't a line of the other.
Are you done? Speaking of the cashless stores, remember last week when I told you about the New York congressman who was filing a petition to make it so that you could not have cashless stores in New York? Now, New Jersey.
That's because our governor's a fucking moron. I'm Murphy. I've got your back. Yeah. Okay. Well, as he's sinking the knife in. Yeah. Okay. Good. Yeah. What do you got?
Yep. They're talking about banning cashless stores in the state of New Jersey because it discriminates against people who do not have the ability to get a credit card or a debit card or have the financial ability.
Nobody. Everyone has a credit card. I don't know who the fuck you are. You have a credit card. If you're some crusty dude on the curb, you may not have one. But, dude, everyone has a goddamn credit card. It's bullshit.
Well,
it's such bullshit
you're
news.
Your freaking state's trying to ban them because they say
my freaking state sucks. I don't agree with the politics of the state. Have never agreed with the politics. Oh my God, New Jersey sucks when it comes to politics. We suck. We suck. It just like what the I did. Oh God, why do you think Jersey people are always pissed off?
Yeah, they are pissed.
Because the government, the government of New Jersey sucks. It sucks. There's no upside to this. It sucks. Oh.
And you know what you always say in New Jersey? What are you gonna do?
Forget about it. It's a fugazi. It's a fucking fugazi. It don't matter.
What are you going to do? All right, another Amazon story. Now, you're going to like this Amazon story. This one blows me away. They have applied for a patent technology that would allow patent technology to allow robots to access their customer's home or office to deliver their packages.
Oh, nice. Oh, that's fucking awesome. Oh, a robot has the key to my house, and it can drop stuff off on my couch. Are you freaking kidding me? This is like Terminator shit.
Listen, this is cool. The patent application describes a flying drone or other type of delivery robot using a digital key to gain access to your house to drop off a package. Yep. File for a patent.
Oh, good. That's great. Leave your bedroom window open because you're going to get a delivery today. Hey, now.
All right.
That's the flying porn bot. Just because the husband's away all day doesn't mean you can't order one. That's creepy as shit. That's fucking creepy as shit.
Well, it's happening. All right, now, millennials, our favorite people, right?
I love these guys. Oh, they're great. They're great.
Well, they've done a survey. Three out of four millennials are interested in trying meat grown from cells, according to Ipsos study. Nearly 80% of consumers would be open to ordering food delivered from a generic kitchen rather than a branded restaurant. Additionally, they found that consumers believe vending machines can be as good as food from restaurants if they tackle that age-old problem.
Yeah. Of course it is, because I don't know how to fucking cook. I mean, boiling water. Who wants to stand around for that?
Yeah, they're going to eat meat from cells. They're going to have
yeah.
their food delivered from generic kitchens.
Yeah. And they can't afford a razor, and that's why they have sparrows living in their beard. And they take their penny farthing bike and pedal it down to the local microbrewery and eat microgreens off a stick. It's like, what the fuck? What happened? I mean, we missed. There's like a missed generation of people that can't sustain themselves unless somebody sustains them. I mean, seriously?
Well,
I'm not too far off the mark.
Well, I've got a couple more stories that are going to blow you away about millennials down the way here, but I'm going to go to the next
one,
then we'll get there.
No,
but
dude, the millennials, the whole millennial, I don't even know how the fuck the old are supposed to be, but you know a millennial when you hear them talking. All they do is open up the fucking mouth, and it's like, you're a douchebag. It's like, well, you don't know what you're doing. I don't. I've been doing it for 50-something years. Well, obviously, you don't know what you're doing. Where do you live? Well, what's that?
Mother
basement. Yeah. Do you throw out the socks after many uses, or? And never mind.
All right, moving along. When I say the word Kroger, what do you think of when I say Kroger?
You say Kroger or Kroman's?
Kroger.
I think it's a very rare word that starts with a K.
It's a supermarket term, you dingo.
You asked. I told you.
Well, most people think of supermarket, but get this. They're going into a whole different lines of business. And they find tremendous potential that have significantly higher margins than food, and better than their company's core business. So, in
low
the future,
income housing.
Kroger is looking into personal finance. And
okay.
By the way, they're doing some of it now, and they've had a year-to-date increase in profit and precision marketing from Kroger.
Precision marketing. That means we're selling ammunition,
marketing.
So you can hit your target with one shot.
So not only can you go get your fruits and vegetables and your meat, you can, I guess, get a loan and
get a loan and
baby.
Buy some in low-income housing, and all the places that you're going to move into are happy to have you there, not.
All right, Alphabet, which is I guess the company that owns Google now, right? Alphabet.
Wait. Your Maryland Wi-Fi kind of cut out on you there. I didn't hear that.
Alphabet isn't that Google?
It is.
Okay, Alphabet now has a new drone delivery service, first of its kind, in Europe.
I love this. In Europe, of course, because Europe, they're gunless. Nobody has guns. I say, hey, Mabel, there goes another one. Psh, what's going on? Oh, let's see what we got.
They're being able to sell a range of food, drinks, medicine, and household items through drones. The name of the company is called Wing, W-I-N-G. And they spent the last 18 months testing drone delivery in southeastern Australia, partnering with local businesses.
Where everybody lives. Yeah, the population density of one. Okay, good. Now let's use that in Detroit.
Well, that's the whole point.
Fun.
Actually, they're trying in places they won't get shot down, I think, first.
Yeah, southwestern or southeast, yes, a population density of one. Yes. It went to Crocodile Dundee. But his neighbors, don't know. But, dude, you tried to, oh, my God, you kidding me? You try to deliver shit, especially medicine. Oh, that might have good stuff. No, just aspirin.
John, it's coming. John, it's coming. They're going to be they're going to have robots delivering shit to your house. They're going to have drones flying everywhere.
To my house is good. In my house, not so good.
It's coming.
No.
They got a patent.
No. If Alexa starts ordering shit, I will not have an Alexa in my house. Nope. Never. It's like, well, all right, no. What do you mean a bug? You're putting a bug in your fucking house. You have an Alexa yelling any of that bullshit that it's off until you say its name. That's because it's always listening, you fucking moron. It's always on.
Yep.
It's always on. It listens to you. It listens to everything you say in your house. It listens to everything. Why would I want to, though? And people voluntarily put it in their house. Government loves this.
Well, you think about it.
You have instant access to your house. Anything goes on your house, you put the Google, the Alexa crap, or any of that bullshit, you put a bug in your house voluntarily. The Russians would love you.
You and I grew up on Popeye and Courageous Cat and the Jetsons.
And Minute Mouse and Minute Mouse. Don't leave out the fucking mouse.
And the Jetsons had all this shit. I mean, Rosie used to make dinner for them, and they had flying cars and drones.
And Rosie used to have to bend over in front of George so he could change her oil or whatever. It's like, yeah, dude, that these days you got a whole bunch of people going, microaggression on cartoons. Ugh.
It's just the
Please.
Jetsons. You know, we're seeing our cartoons are coming to life.
Yeah. Well, we already got Popeye. That's the most dysfunctional family of all. Think about
yeah.
it. I think we discussed this a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, we did. All right, moving along. Yeah. Now, this cracks me up. Talking about deliveries, well, Walmart's taking an extra step. You ready for this?
They always do. I mean, what, is this different?
Yeah, this is different. All right, Walmart has launched a program.
You're smiling and laughing. You're scaring me now.
Walmart has launched a program, and I'm not making this shit up. This is real.
I believe it is. What do you got?
They're going to allow customers to order online items for delivery while they're in the store.
You know why? No, do you know why? Because all the people that are going to be using this are using the Walmart 500 Indy cars. You know, the ones that do like negative 1 mile an hour. And they usually, when you go down an aisle, they're like 3 abreast. And so you can't pass. It's like this asshole friggin' biker, the bicycle people with like the Lycra, with all the names that have more freaking people on their back on the, like, oh my god, all the advertising on their back. We got more NASCAR does. It's like, what the fuck? Oh, I got that at Walmart. I can tell. It's like you're fat and you're on this 10-pound bicycle. It's fucking stupid. It's oh my god.
Yeah.
I can order stuff while I'm in the store. Isn't this cool, Mabel? Oh, how'd you know the dog farted? I see this asshole open up. It's like, what the fuck, dude? Really, you can't make this crap up.
Well, the reason for it, there's actually a logical reason. If you're at the store and they're out, if they're out of stock,
of course,
out of stock or something, which Walmart is out of stock quite often. I know.
That's
because
they're one.
You can order it while you're in the store, and they'll deliver it to your house. That's the purpose for it.
You go to Walmart more than I do.
You know
that place. That's like going on a safari.
John, I have three options. I have Food Lion,
what?
Walmart, and Save a Lot. That's all I got.
I don't even know what the fuck a Save a Lot is. Food Lion,
not
I get either. That. We used to buy that shit when you do the Civil War shirts. We used to, when we're doing the whole team thing. Food Lion, that's where you went for your steaks because there wasn't anything else. Now,
yeah,
Steve,
that's
I,
all I got.
Now, I don't know what the fuck that is. And Walmart. Dude, Walmart around here, it's like, oh, my God. Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom.
Well, we are below the Mason-Dixon line, like you always say.
Manson-Nixon line, yes.
Nixon line. All right. Now, one other thing, speaking of Walmart.
Oh, God. You're giving me nightmares. You're giving me a headache. What?
They're deploying. I like that word. They're deploying.
Walmart is deploying the troops. They're coming to your town. They're going to take over all the small business. That's what they do. If you need to buy anything, go to the monolith.
You are actually sort of right. They're deploying 360 autonomous floor scrubbing robots at some of their U.S. stores by the end of January 2019.
The Walmart scrubbers.
Yes, and listen, Walmart has partnered with a company called Brain Corporation for the machines, which can clean floors on their own, even when customers are shopping. So now we're going to have these little...
Where'd Grandma go? I don't know. The damn robot sucked her up. Oh, there's Grandma again. But she's been reprogrammed. How do you know that? She's wearing a bikini. What the fuck? And the bikinis are on sale in aisle 8. Dude, this is crazy crap.
Yeah, they're going to have robot scrubbers running on the floor.
Yeah, but people don't mind in-house robots. And now you got, like, autonomous floor scrubbers. Dude, it's like a murder scene waiting to happen in your own house. Step onto the plastic, sir. We have a delivery. What the fuck?
All right. The next
thing you know, the Grinch is going to be making pancakes at IHOP.
The next story.
You know what I mean?
Is
really?
Yeah, I
know. Come on, man. You can't make this
the
shit
next
up.
Story. No, you can't. The next story is actually very good for the snack business because.
Oh, why not? Because America has to get fatter.
Altria Group will take a 45% stake in the Canadian cannabis company called Cronos for $1.8 million.
Let's get more people stoned so the government can take control of them. Yeah, okay, that's great.
Altria has a warrant to buy more shares and can grow its total to a 55% share. They claim that the cannabis industry is poised for rapid growth over the next decade and call cannabis an adjacent category for its tobacco operations. I think Altria owns Marlboro, I believe.
Oh, whatever.
So the cigarette.
The whole pot thing, it's kind of like the government loves it because all the little, like the millennials and that, they love all this shit. Oh, again, this ain't the pot that you got in the 80s where it was called commercial bud. This shit is like laced with everything God knows what's in the fucking shit, and you're getting stoned to bejesus, and now you love it, and the government loves you, because you're going to keep buying it.
But think about
and
it.
Welcome to Gattaca. I mean, oh, good
it
Lord,
very,
man.
It is,
I'm not even
very
joking. Look up the name.
I know it's very food related, because think about all the people with the munchies. They're going to be selling a lot of snack foods. So,
dude, the pot they're growing now, dude, it makes you see things. This ain't the normal recreational high shit. This is like serious, like hardcore. I got to get more of that shit because I don't want to deal with life. And
I know,
dude. I'm not even joking. I'm not even half joking. This shit ain't the commercial bud you got out of Washington Square Park in like 1984. This shit is blown off the map like hardcore crap. I know.
I speak from experience, Kimbasaki.
And it's government control. Because they can, because there's really no regulations on it. And government loves no regulations. when it comes to a new product on the market. Oh, come join us. We used to be illegal, but now we're good. Oh, come, come to me, child. That is the power of flesh from Conan the Barbarian. But anyway.
It is good stuff, John.
That's great. That's great. I gave that shit up years and years ago and never looked back.
All right. I can't say as much. Okay, moving along.
That's why you're wearing sunglasses.
I got a couple of plastic bag and straw stories for you.
We need paja. We need paja stories.
Yeah. The country of Peru is banning the manufacturing, importation, distribution, and consumption of single-use plastic bags in the next 3 years. Straws and other plastic products cannot be recycled will be prohibited 3 years from now in Peru. So there'll be no bags, no importation, no manufacturing, no consumption of plastic bags or straws 3 years from now in Peru.
I wasn't aware that they had them.
That's funny because I thought the same thing.
I'm half joking.
I was actually cool.
I wasn't aware that they had the technology to make this shit. I did not know this. Hey, I've never been to Peru. Don't know. If you want to send me some leaflets saying how technologically advanced they are, feel free.
All right, another country, Austria. You ever been to Austria?
No.
Austria is banning all plastic bags that are not fully degradable by the year 2020. And France and Italy have introduced bans on non-biodegradable plastic bags and straws for their country. So everybody's
Do you know why I think this is? In that whole area under the EU is because Britain's getting out of it and they – oh, shit. Fuck, we're going to lose a whole bunch of money. Yeah.
I have an answer for you, by the way.
Give me an answer. Shoot.
There are 28 countries in the EU.
Yeah.
You asked me
how
many
actually make money.
Only like four.
Right, that's my point. They feed the rest.
Let's see here. Speaking of
continue. I'll think of it.
All right, moving along. The expansion of
NATO. NATO is what I was thinking of, and everybody's pissed off at Trump because he's actually like telling the countries that they like are part of NATO that United States is getting sick of paying for 95% of this bullshit, and why don't you fork up some cash like you're supposed to when we originally made this deal, and it'll be really great when you do, and it'll be really, 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 really great when you do. And now you got the douchebag in France, like with he's got freaking riots in the streets. He's got people burning shit because the gas prices went up. This douchebag's like, well, we need an EU army against the United States. What the fuck, dude? Are you kidding me? You have NATO. Just pay for the fucker. What are you doing? Crack open the wallet, pally. Like the rest of you, crack open the wallet. Let the moths out. Shake out the mothballs. Because you ain't got none, and then just put the money on the table. We'll take it, and we'll thank you for it, because now you're paying for your spot for NATO. NATO is a good thing when everybody pays for it, not just us.
He does that. I think his name is
Macron. Macaroni and cheese, whatever. The dude, he's got, because he's got, it's like the French Revolution. You got people burning shit in the streets. I'm waiting for the guillotines to come out. That'd be great.
All right, moving along. Let's go to a different country, Mexico. The expansion of agricultural employment in Mexico since the year 2008 is helping fuel a tighter farm labor market in the U.S., according to the USDA. Tighter farm labor market.
Tiger. I'm like, oh, great. Oh, what the fuck does that mean? Never mind.
In other words, there's so much agriculture business in Mexico, it's making it tough for us to find workers in the U.S. now because there's a booming agriculture business in Mexico.
Yeah, we got E. coli breaking all over the fucking place because somebody's copper squat on a Roy Maine lettuce plant. Yeah, we're good.
Anyway, they're saying the Mexican economy suggests that rural Mexico is not likely to generate a steady supply of farm workers for the U.S. moving forward. So we're going to have problems finding farm workers. So you know what I say? Bring the caravan in.
You know, I'll shoot you in the head when I see you. No, don't even get me started with that shit. No, that's not even funny.
We already talked about that 2-3 weeks ago.
You opened up a bad book on that one.
Speaking of
Have you noticed that the regular mainstream media has totally dropped the entire topic of it?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Nobody on the mainstream media even talks about it anymore because it's a shit fest. Mexico has actually stepped up. I wouldn't be surprised if a couple of palms are getting greased. But Mexico has actually stepped up and saying, okay, we'll handle this before it comes to you. We're going to do our best. We're going to handle this shit and keep moving. Dude, oh my God, it's a roving band of squalor running all over the place. They have to keep moving around because it becomes like one big shit pool. Like literally human shit, human waste, all the garbage becomes a big heap, and they got to move these thousands of people that just decide that they can walk in. They have to keep moving them around. And Mexico's actually they're doing it. And it's the new dude. I think, is the new dude in yet in Mexico? I don't even know. But the new dude was kind of friends with the Donald. He was a little bit more than the other one, but a little more. So he's actually doing, like, he's trying to keep them. No one has the right just to walk into any country. No one does. However, if you walk into here, sometimes you get away with it. As an American, leave your passport at home and walk south.
There we go.
Let them get a hold of you, and then you'll find out why there's borders. Anyway, I'll say no more.
Speaking of shitholes, just along that same line, 19 more people have been sent to the hospital due to the E. coli breakout in California for the lettuce, the romaine lettuce.
But 19 people out of 300 million.
Yeah, but still, it was a total of 52 over 15 states.
52 out of 300 million. You know what that means? That shit don't matter. It just don't matter. It's like, what the fuck? You got more people. You have more people being killed by somebody getting hit over the head with a piece of bamboo in the United States.
All right, moving along. That's funny.
I'm being honest. I mean, 300 million people, and you're talking about 52. Okay. Got that.
Moving along. The president of Pizza Hut says he's dissatisfied with the growth of the company.
Oh, my goodness.
And so
they're
going to upgrade all their pizza shops, and they're going to focus on delivery and renovation of over 550 restaurants in the U.S. The chain is working to develop delivery-centric locations, which are much smaller than a typical Pizza Hut, and refurbishing all their locations to make them look sleeker, and more modern design. Don't they think they should really work on their pizza? Don't you think they should work on the pizza?
Yeah, Pizza Hut pizza sucks, dude. It's kind of like, okay, the owner of Pizza Hut is like, ah, you guys suck. Make my shit better. Okay, and then all of a sudden you kick out Papa John. What the fuck happened? When did this happen? It was like a coup d'etat. Papa John. You can't kick out Papa John. He's Papa. That's Papa. But the president of Pizza Hut, what's he? The Pizza the Hut? At a, what was that? Oh, God, what movie was that? Pizza the Hut. No, Spaceballs. Spaceballs.
No.
Yeah, Pizza the Hut.
Star Wars.
That's Pizza the Hut.
Oh, Pizza the Hut. I thought that was Star Wars.
No. Oh, stop it. It was Jabba the Hut. Well, you, I hope you're kidding. Don't fuck with the Star Wars. Don't fuck with the Star Wars.
I never liked you. Star Wars. I always thought they were the dumbest movies.
It does. Your thoughts are meaningless. Star Wars is the shit. The original one, not the remix.
What was that guy's name? Louie. What was it? The hairy guy. What's his name? Chewie.
What, Chewbacca?
Chewie, Louie.
Chewbacca.
Chewbacca.
Yeah, Chewbacca. Fuck's wrong
with
you?
All right. Chick-fil-A. I do not like Chick-fil-A. I never have and never will.
I've never been to one. I heard it's really good.
Nah, I can't stand them. Chick-fil-A.
Just
because
you can't eat red meat doesn't mean I can't eat white meat.
Chicken. I can eat chicken, but I don't like their stupid waffle fries. They're always greasy. I don't like their chicken sandwich with the pickle on it. But people stand in line for that shit, and I have never been impressed by Chick-fil-A. That's just me.
What fast food do you like?
I like Wendy's. Wendy's is good. I like Hardee's.
Okay. No, and we already discussed that because you know I like that.
Yeah.
What's another one you like?
I like Hardee's. Hardee's has got the best. Hardee's has got the best. Hardee's.
What the fuck is a – we haven't had Hardee's in this area in 40 years.
Hardee's is the best. You don't have Hardee's
there?
That's
great because we don't have it here. Oh, so you're pulling that card out. All right, I get it. All right, let's see where this is going.
Seriously, you don't have Hardee's in New Jersey?
No! We don't have Carl's. We don't have Hardee's. We have none of that shit.
Wow. Hey, guess what? You're not going to have cashless stores either because they're not going to allow them.
No, I'll tell you what. No, wait. Throwback. Wendy's by the closest one to our – well, second closest one to our house. The one we usually hit when we're coming off a road trip. It's funny, me and Maggie walk into a Wendy's at like 2 o'clock in the morning after driving for like 6-7 hours from a show. Oh, we're a laugh fucking riot. But the workers love us. The people waiting in line, I don't give a fuck about them because I've been driving for so long. I don't care about you. And we make it known. But anyway, Wendy's around here, they're starting to get those little kiosk things like order your own. Beep, 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 boop, beep, boop, beep, boop.
Yeah.
Well, it does no better, and it does
Amen.
No worse because for now, because they're already coming out with the machines that will make the food.
Right.
Like they'll flip the burgers. They'll drop the fries in the oil and bring them out at the optimum temperature, at the optimum time. That's coming. It's coming. And the thing people on the kiosks think they're getting away with shit. Like it's gonna be right because we got a robot making it. No, you're ordering to the same people fucking up your order to begin with. Right.
Yep.
They want $15 an hour, and my wife is an EMT doesn't make as much. Think about that for a minute.
Can I talk about Chick-fil-A now?
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A.
$15 an hour is more than EMS workers make in New Jersey. But anyway, go ahead.
I know. You talk about this once a month.
And they save your life after reading that bullshit.
Chick-fil-A is coming out with a meal kit program of all places.
Oh, good.
That people can buy at 140 Atlanta area restaurants. They got 140 of those restaurants just in Atlanta. Wow. The company.
Dude, we have 48 Starbucks in a three block town in New Jersey. What's the difference?
Anyway,
they're coming out with a separate language. The Starbucks, you have to learn another language. Order a fucking coffee.
The coffee, that's a Jersey one. Anyway,
a venti. I need a venti. What the fuck? It's a coffee. Just drink your fucking coffee. It's a venti. I don't give a fuck. Drink the shit.
All right.
You're going that route, pal.
What did I even say about Chick-fil-A? You don't even know.
I never had one.
Yeah. All right, moving along. Publix.
Yeah, don't fuck with Chick-fil-A. There's one that opened up on Route 22 near our house, kind of a couple towns over.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have one just so I can say I did, and I'll tell you what I thought of it, and I'm gonna be honest. And the reason not to be.
Public.
You and your greasy fries and shit, and your mispronunciation of coffee. Go ahead.
Public supermarket is opening a supermarket right at the University of South Florida, right on campus. The store is being leased by Publix for 25 years. You know, you think about it, that's kind of smart. Why hasn't anyone else ever done
that? It is totally smart. I don't see why you're having a problem with this.
I'm not having a problem with it. I think it's very smart. I just wonder why has no one ever done it.
And what they should do is I'll tell you what, if Publix is smart, they wouldn't sell the easy, ready-to-eat shit throw in your microwave bullshit. No. Food you have to cook. We call this home ec on a massive scale. You know what I'm talking about. If you're not like 45 years old, you have no idea what I'm talking about. I said home ec. Home ec, we all had to go through home ec. And I thought home ec was cool. That's what actually got me into the whole cooking thing was home ec. Because you had to learn how to cook shit to pass the class. Well, imagine that. Well, hey, no microwavable bullshit, no mac and cheese bullshit. So the stuff you need to make a meal, but you got to cook it yourself.
All right, now you ready for this one? You got. Let me read this story. Just don't say anything yet.
No, I'm not going to say a word. I never do. I'm a very quiet person.
And I'm gonna try to say this without laughing. All right, ready?
Go ahead.
Nearly two-thirds of consumers globally prefer to buy their goods and services from companies that reflect their personal values and beliefs, according to research by Accenture. 65% of the people say their purchasing decisions are influenced by the words, values, and actions of a company's leader. Consumers are attracted to organizations. Wait for it. Consumers are attracted to organizations that are committed to using good quality ingredients, treat their employees very well, and believe in reducing plastics and improving the environment. Fucking no way. Do I even care about that shit when I go shopping?
What the fuck? Are you shit? Okay, the human race is over. It's done. We have reached a state of de-evolution. What the fuck? Because the president of Heinz says, oh, ketchup's the best. It has to be. What the? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? Let me smack you in the head. Boom, boom, boom. Hey, I'll leave you. I'll use an Elmo doll. Aha! Took me Elmo. Here. Elmo hurt you. What the frick? Are you kidding me?
Now, as I always ask,
who are the people that came up with this study?
Well, it says the company's called Accenture, Accenture. They're just a survey company, a research group, I guess. Come on, John. When you go buy stuff, what you make your decision based on, do they have it at the cheapest price? Is it a quality product that you're looking for? How fast can you get it? Do you worry about whether the president...
Well, normally, okay. I've been shopping for a few years, and when I go into a supermarket, me and Maggie, we usually double team it. Go in there first. What do we hit? We hit up the produce area, and I'll buy a few peppers, get a whole bunch of greens. We'll get a whole bunch of greens because that's what you cook with, and because it beats Monsanto. And so, okay, then we move on to the meat counter, and look what's going on. You know, we get some deals. We don't really buy a lot of prepared shit. If somebody's growing spinach, I've never seen a spinach guy on TV. I love spinach. I've never seen a spinach guy on TV telling me, you must buy my spinach because my name's Popeye. It's like, what the fuck? You don't see people, like presidents of companies, telling them to go buy the produce. Because produce, I know how that works, is wholesalers, blah, 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 all that crap. If it looks good... And normally I'm not a pepper, but let's say a piece of broccoli. If I'm going to buy a thing of, I'll break off a little piece. I'll taste it. If it doesn't taste right, I'm not going to buy it. That's just me. That's my grandma told me to do that shit. It's like you're going to buy a cauliflower. Break off a piece to eat the cauliflower. If that cauliflower doesn't taste right, don't buy it. And that's what most people, the ones that actually know what the fuck's going on, will actually do. I am the Baron out of Red Baron, and I say buy my pizza, and we're the cheapest on the shelf, and we have a lot of sales at your Stop and Shops and your A&Ps and all. We have tons of sales, and we're the cheapest because we're the best, and I'm talking because my family. I am the Baron, the Red Baron of my family, and we say buy our pizza because it's a family company, and we love vegans. We love vegans. Our pepperoni is vegan. Oh, I am Red Baron. I am the Baron of Red because we are all about the tomato sauce. It's like, what the fuck? Dude, that's such bullshit. And
That's what the survey said. You and I.
That was my rant for the night.
That was your rant. We're just cavemen, I guess. I just don't get the whole.
Go simple. Cook the food. You have to put it in a microwave. It's not worth eating.
Two stories. This is interesting because you and I have talked about this. We've talked about this over the months, but. The average fast food hamburger price has jumped 54% to about $6.95 over the last 10 years, and chicken sandwiches have increased 27%, according to Data Essential Survey.
As of now, beef has dropped precipitously. Beef prices have dropped.
Both items outpace overall U.S. price inflation, highlighting the trend of more expensive fast food. You know, we talked about it. You can't go get fast food for less than $9 or $10.
No. Me and Maggie, okay, when we're hungry, we're hungry because we've been busting our fucking asses all day. It's trade show, whatever. The only time we really eat fast food is when we're on the road working our fucking asses off. And between the two of us, we'll go to Wendy's. Wendy's the only one I'll eat because it's the best we got around here. I haven't had Chick-fil-A yet because they don't stay open late enough. But anyway, it's 2:00 in the morning. You still get Wendy's. Between the two of us, it costs about $25. Now, okay, that's two people, two adults, $25. $25. I could put out a meal for six for $25. Fast food ain't cheap. Never has been. But people don't realize that. They don't want to realize that. Jesus Christ. If I went to a Burger King, okay, when you walk by a Burger King, flame broiled burgers, when you walk by a Burger King, you got smoke coming out of that. That shit don't smell like meat.
Speaking of that,
I'm being honest. Oh, God, what do you got?
Well, Burger King, did you see their latest promotion?
Oh, God, what?
You can get a Whopper for a penny?
No, I didn't see that one. You get 10 pieces of Monsanto chicken for a dollar.
Here's the deal. If you go into a parking lot that has a McDonald's and a Burger King in the same parking lot, if you're within 600 feet.
How common is this? Do you have to be on Mars for this?
No, believe it or not, they did a study and they are within six. Many Burger Kings and McDonald's are within 600 feet of one another. So
I've not witnessed this in New Jersey at all. I've never seen this. All right.
You guys don't do shit in New Jersey. You don't have hardly
Actually, we do shit. We don't have a McDonald's and a freaking Burger King 600 feet away. We make them go over there.
Here's the promotion. The promotion is if you pull into the McDonald's parking lot and you download the app, then you then drive over to Burger King. They know where you're located because they know everywhere you are. Then you can get a Whopper for 1 cent if you sign up for the app while you're sitting in this parking lot for the McDonald's.
I'm glad to hear that because I don't eat McDonald's or freaking burger. That's bullshit food. It's like I need to order a bunch of shit that's gonna sit in my stomach like a lead log until I shit it out of my ass. It's gonna come out so fast. It's gonna slash my ass with shit water. Please.
We got 3 minutes. And if you want to get more details on all these stories, we still have like 10 or 15 stories. You can go read them on the blog. I'll post those tomorrow. Thank you for joining us. We only had Bill, one caller. Nobody else called in. But join us again next
Friday.
I'm surprised.
Oh, man. Last weekend was funny as shit.
I don't know. I can't figure people out.
What I did was last week when all the call-ins you didn't want, all I did was I went to a couple of the hot sauce sites on Facebook and just said, hey, guys, you want to be part of the show? And look what happened. I guess I got to do that again.
I guess you got to.
Last week was funny as shit. On that note, hey, all you fans of our show that's been going on for nearly a decade, same bat time, same bat channel. See you all next Friday. I'm out.
See you guys.
worldwide like.